Trump says Israel and Hamas sign off on first phase of Gaza peace plan. Macron will nominate new French prime minister in 48 hours. America's top banker sounds warning on U.S. stock market fall. Parents of fugitive New Zealand dad apologize for trouble caused. Ex-FBI director James Comey pleads not guilty to lying to Congress. Escaped New Orleans inmate captured after 5 months on the run. Chemistry Nobel awarded for work on new materials that could help planet. Four dead after six-story building partially collapses in Madrid. Social media content restricted in Afghanistan, Taliban sources confirm. No more veggie burgers? EU Parliament votes to ban meat names for plant-based foods. Three killed in latest Ukrainian strike on Russia's Belgorod region. Gold surges past $4,000 an ounce as uncertainty fuels rally. Too loud ads annoying you while streaming? California's put a stop to that. Hundreds of U.S. National Guard troops arrive in Chicago. Burkina Faso junta detains NGO workers for spying. Somalia to increase Swahili teaching to boost East African ties. Prosecutors say Libyan freely confessed to Lockerbie bombing. Have Russians set up a military base in my childhood home? Time may be running out for Master of Clocks. Macron, what next for France? Inside one battle-scarred Gaza building, displaced families tell the story of the war. I sleep with a gas mask on. Life next to Portland protest angering Trump. Jeremy Bowen, 2 years on, will Israel and Hamas seize the chance to end the war? The Indian messaging app that wants to take on WhatsApp. One of the greatest things, Nigeria's art innovators on display in London. The deadly dose, inside India's cough syrup obsession. Watch, hostage families celebrate after Gaza breakthrough. Watch scenes of celebration in Gaza after Trump's announcement. What we know about the hostages still in Gaza. Watch, Eeyore, you good boy. Florida dog leads deputy to missing 86-year-old. Watch moment helicopter crashes onto California interstate. BBC correspondents share their memories of 7th of October. China tightens rare earth export controls, targets defense, semiconductor users. Oil eases as Gaza ceasefire cools risk premium. Oil prices decline on Gaza peace progress, U.S. inventory build. Gold's rally could be the hedge investors need against big bets on AI. Macquarie U.S. postpones Wyoming coal lease sale after disappointing Montana auction. Guyanese mining businessmen could be extradited to U.S. Attorney General says. Oil prices edge up on worries about Russian output, higher U.S. demand. Carney says he had meeting of minds with Trump on steel, aluminum. Nestle quits global alliance on reducing dairy methane emissions. Buy pullbacks in silver as it remains cheap relative to gold. UBS TSMC reports forecast beating Q3 revenue surge driven by AI boom. U.S. approves some NVIDIA UAE sales, Bloomberg News reports. Chinese rare earth stocks surge as Beijing expands export controls. Australia stocks higher at close of trade, S&P ASX 200 up 0.25%. Oracle, Baird initiates with outperform, sees it at center of AI boom. Wall Street's bull market nears 3 years old. History shows it may still have life. OpenAI releases low-cost ChatGPT tier in 16 more Asian countries. Harvard Medical School licenses consumer health content to Microsoft. NBA partners with Alibaba, makes China comeback in Macau. Hong Kong health tech stocks fall on profit-taking. Microsoft healthcare push. Gold firms above key $4,000 level on U.S. rate cut bets. Sentiment deteriorates among German CEOs. Survey shows Argentina lower house approves bill curbing presidential decrees. U.S. targets Chinese companies over drone components used by Hamas Houthis. Former heads of U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics say Trump's attacks erode trust in data. German economy ministry lifts 2025 growth forecast to 0.2%. Romania's central bank keeps interest rate at 6.5% amid inflation concerns.